cook any kind of vegetable in that skillet.
Okay. And then in a frying pan, you'd be more likely to cook meat?
Meat kind, or bread and so forth.
Okay. What do you call the thing in the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on
your
and off?
Your drainage plate, Nanny.
Yeah, but what do you call the place where you turn it on and off?
Faucet.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing on a barrel?
On a barrel? That's a faucet.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
Faucet.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
Okay. And what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Oh, scratch feed. Well, I don't know. Some make out crocus, some make out other cloth that you could use for something else.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument? It's about that long, about that high, and put it up to mouth and blow on it?
Mouth organ.
Okay. And what do you call a musical instrument that's shaped like this and put it up to your teeth?
Harp.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end, one sits on the other, and they go up and down like this?
Some people say it's a balance board, one on one end and keep balanced one to the other.
Okay. Now, is that the same thing as a seesaw?
No. You got it, a seesaw, make it, and then you slide, you turn round and round, go round and round like a wheel. See, it's different with that.
So a seesaw then is what some other people call a flying Jenny?
That's right.
That's the same, okay.
That's right.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that you use to sharpen a knife on? That big?
Some people say it's a rock. It has to be made of a piece of rock to sharpen a knife. That's what it's made of, rock.
Okay. Now, would you draw some different kinds of wooden fences, just, you know, sort of an outline, and tell me how they used to be made or are still made? What are some of the different kinds of fences?
Let me see.
Now, what kind is this unit?
That's a rail fence.
Okay. And how is a rail fence constructed?
You take a piece of timber and spread it up into a small piece of thing, like a little small pole, and then you make your fence like that. You panel your fence up. You split the tree. You take a log and you split it up into small pieces of ruler so you can pick them up easy.
Uh-huh.
And lay this one that way and one cross that and one cross that. Keep it on. That's called a rail fence.
And about how many
now
rails have with this rail fence?
Well, 9 to 10.
Okay.
Then, if you want a picket fence, other way, you can make a wooden fence like this. See? That's a picket fence, see?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, do the pickets have points on the ends of them?
Well, some of them and some ain't.
Uh-huh.
You can have some of this picket fence with a point and some just a square.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See?
Mm-hmm. But they're little slats.
Like that. You've got three strip and you go along in the other one and you have so many inches of feet.
Okay.
Apart.
Well, now, can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences?
Well, wire fence. Well, that's not wooden, that's wire. Only, I don't know, you got some kind of wooden fences, excuse me, fixed like this. Now, how it go, wooden fences?